Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mabel Melrose, artist and nature lover, has moved out of town, and everyone, including Lum, seems to be bearing up quite well under the news of her departure. The old storekeepers now have more time to devote to other pursuits, and as we look in on the little community today, we find them in the midst of a meeting of their Pine Ridge war-saving staff. Listen.
Well, sit down again, Abner. This meeting ain't over yet.
Excuse me.
Being co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff ain't no half part-time job, you know.
No.
We're just getting started here.
Well, all right, Lum. What else is it we've got to do?
Well, for one thing, I want to run over that list of all the families in the community to see if they're all buying bonds.
Well, law me, Lum, that'll take an awful long time to run through the list of everybody in this community.
I can't help it. We want to do a thorough job on this.
Yeah, I know.
It won't take long if you'll pay close attention.
All right.
You know what I always say, what's worth doing well at all is worth doing well at all.
Well, all right. Let's get started on it and get
Besides
it over.
Besides that, I sort of want to drown my sorrow in hard work.
Your sorrow?
Yeah, Miss Melrose leaving here and going out of my life.
Well, you oughtn't to be sorrowful about that, Lum. Near as I could see, why, she never was in your life. She never cared nothing about you, and yesterday you said yourself you was glad she's leaving town.
Well, that's just the way things appeared on the surface. But underneath it all, there was a great and beautiful love twixt us two. A great unspoken love.
Doggies, I never seen no evidence of this great unspeakable love.
Well, it was there just the same.
Well.
Now I gotta drown myself in work to forget her.
Huh.
I might even have to join the Fern Legion to forget her. I don't know.
Oh, Lum. With his poor memories you got, I believe you'd forget good enough right here at home without going anyplace. That is, if you'll just concentrate on it.
Well, let's not talk about it no more, Abner. Let's start going through this list here.
All right.
Start right in with the A's.
See, maybe Grandpappy Spears could help with this, Lum. He's supposed to be our assistant co-chairman, you know.
No, he's too busy with them other jobs of his, telegraph boy and all. Besides, him and you just get to gossiping about every name that'd come up instead of paying attention to business.
Why, we wouldn't do no
yes,
such a
you
thing.
Would. I know you.
Huh.
Wouldn't get more than halfway through the alphabet with me. Everything is strict business.
Yeah.
No fol-de-rol, no monkey shine. I keep my mind on one track.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see here. First one here is Abernathy. Ms. I own and family.
Yeah, she's buying bonds. Buys them out of that insurance pension money she gets.
All right, check.
Check.
Next one is Adams, Gilroy.
Oh.
I seen Gilroy on the street just this morning.
Well.
Said to be sure and say hello to you.
Well, Doggy's grandpappy's right about that Gilroy. He's a friendly feller, you know.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe I ever passed him on the street yet but what he didn't say hello.
Oh, I know it. He'll do it every time. He'll do it.
But now you take his cousin, Courtney. He's just opposite.
Yeah.
He never had a good word to say about nobody.
No. Well, take the Butler boys, for instance, Lum.
Who?
The Butler boys. Now, there's two brothers living in the same family, and they're just as different as day and night.
Oh, yeah. Hardly ever know they was relays, even.
No. Now, that Sam, he can take a watch apart and put it back together again blindfolded, but not Earl. Why, if Earl was told to take a wheel off a tricycle, he couldn't do it to save his soul.
Yeah, he's on manacle, boy.
Oh, he couldn't fix a broke shoestring, that boy couldn't.
Of course, Earl's a good boy, though.
Oh, he's a good boy, all right, I reckon, yeah.
Now, since him and Sam's went into the army, it's Earl that their mother get a hearing from every week, not Sam.
No, of course, Sam's more likely too busy writing love letters to that SMA Watts to write anybody else.
More than likely. What he sees in that Elsie May, I'll never know.
No, me neither.
All is putting on air.
Oh, she is.
Holds her nose so high in the air, it looks like one of them perispheres on a submarine.
Oh, she's stuck up as a hunk of flypaper. Do you believe that about her uncle, Lum?
Her uncle?
I don't recollect for sure now whether it's her uncle or not, but she's supposed to be relayed to some feller named James Watts, and he's supposed to be famous on account of he invented the steam engine.
Oh, pretty prat.
Well, now, she claims that.
The steam engine was invented a long time ago.
It was, huh?
Besides that, I know what Watts she's actually related to. Them Watts over Cherry Hill.
You mean them Wattses that Grandpap's always telling about?
Them's the ones.
At Ganville and Packrat Watts?
Exactly. And you know what they air. Everybody in town knows Packrat Watts is a kleptomaniac. And they claim Ganville ain't nothing but a pickpocket.
Well, yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard that. But are you sure that Elsie May's relayed to them now, Lum?
Oh, yeah. According to Bessie Blevins, she is.
Bessie, huh?
Bessie got it direct from Miss Ruth Smith.
Well, I do know.
Yeah. And I know Miss Ruth Smith wouldn't tell nothing that weren't so.
Oh, no, no. She's an honest-talking woman, yeah. But now, I wouldn't believe a word of anything that sister-in-law of hers told me, though, that Will Spencer's woman.
Are they sister-in-law?
Why, sure
they
are.
I never know that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Own blood sister-in-laws.
You know what Miss Spencer told Miss Clayton about Emmett Goshen?
No telling.
She said once a long time ago, Emmett was thrown out of the Cherry Hill Mandolin Club.
Wait a minute. Here comes Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, him. Well, we better get shut of him as quick as we can. We got too much work to do today.
Yeah. What was that about, ain't it?
Well, I'll tell you after he leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Well, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, we're awful busy today, Grandpap.
Yeah, awful busy.
Let's see, where was we at now? We checked off Abernathy, I believe.
Yeah, we was down to Gilroy Adams, yeah.
Gilroy Adams, did you say?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a friendly feller, that Gilroy. Whenever you meet him on the street, he always says hello. I've never saw it fail.
Yeah, we know that, Grandpap. Oh, wait a minute, Long. Where about you going?
Oh, no use trying to work now.
Huh?
But just like I said it would be with Grandpap around. You can't mention a single name of what him and you start gossiping about him.
Well, now, Long, old Grandpap said...
Wait a minute here. I ain't got time to sit around and gossip. I just come in to deliver you fellas a telegram.
Telegram? For us?
Well, for goodness sakes, why don't you say so? Let's see it.
Yeah, give it to us, Grandpap.
Yeah, right here it is. Right on the dot. Now, you have to sign your name right there.
All right, I'll sign it. Hand it here.
There's a telegram to be delivered by a chimney, I'm right there to deliver the pigeon-toed thing or know the reason why. Yes, sir.
Here, Lom, you open it. I'm too nervous. Them things just scare me to death.
Better give Grandpap a nickel for a tip there.
Oh, sure.
No, I wouldn't take that, Abner. It's again my code.
Again your code?
Yeah. I've set up a minimum for myself of 10 cents a telegram. Can't go below that. No tips accepted under a dime.
All right, then. Here. What does it say, Long?
It says, Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody, Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Doggy, that's us, all right. That's us right there.
We'll arrive in Pine Ridge tomorrow for your citation as explained in previous telegram.
Huh?
Signed, Lloyd Partain, U.S. Treasury Department, Washington, D.C.
Washington? Well, I do know. What does that citation mean there, Lon?
I don't know. All I know is that I've read that in the papers in connection with folks being arrested.
Arrested?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what are we being arrested for, Lon?
I don't know.
Who is this here Partain feller?
Works for the Treasury Department. That's all I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. I bound you I know what it is. We've more than likely done something wrong on our income tax.
Income tax?
That new withholding stuff.
Oh, doggies, I told you you ought to let Dick Huddleston help you figure that out, Lum.
Yeah, I know I ought to. But all we can do now is just tell him we never meant to do nothing wrong and try to straighten it out.
I'm too young to go to the penitentiary. Too old one. I know I ain't got no business.
It says here, as explained in previous telegram. That'll tell us what we want to know. Grandpap, whereabouts is that other telegram? What's that, Lum? We were supposed to get another telegram before this one. Did we get another?
Armbar, staring at that.
Jiminy Lum, come to think about it, you did get another. Come in late last night. Well, why didn't you deliver it? Well, I went over by your place, but it was dark, so I went on home. Now, by Jiminy, I can't recollect what I done with the pigeon-toed thing.
You can't? Well, for the land's sakes, think hard, Grandpa.
Yeah, let's see now. Might have laid it down somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, but I better call my woman. She might have sorted around the place there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Call her. Hurry up. Get on the phone there.
I'm getting.
Doggy, you don't reckon she'd throw that thing away, do you, Long?
Oh, no. Nobody'd be stupid enough to throw a telegram away. I know that for sure.
Well, they might. You can't tell what Charity'll do.
Hello, Charity. This is Milford.
That grand.
Say, did I leave a telegram laying around the house anywhere there? Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good.
Uh-huh. All right, Charity, goodbye.
Hi, Dogis, did she find it, Grandpa?
Yeah, she wrote down a receipt for gingerbread cookies on the envelope.
Oh, well, good for her.
And then she gave it to Ms. Macmillan.
Huh?
Well, don't just stand there, Grandpap. Get Ms. Macmillan on the
phone. Call Ms. Macmillan before she throws it away, Grandpap. Hurry up.
She wouldn't throw it away, Abner. There ain't nobody in the whole world that'd be dumb and ignorant like that. Nobody could possibly be that stupid.
They couldn't, huh?
Not to throw a telegram away.
Oh, well.
Take a half-witted idiot to do that.
I hope you're right.
Hello, Ms. Macmillan. Milford Spears. Say, you know that envelope the Charity wrote down a receipt for cookies on? Well, what did you do with it? Oh, Well, that's fine.
Oh, she's
yeah, well, that's it. All right. Much obliged, Miss Macmillan. Goodbye.
She still got it, huh?
No, she ain't. She wrote down a grocery order on it, and one of her youngins brung it into the store here and handed it to the one of you fellers.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Long?
Oh, me.
Huh?
After I filled that order, I throwed the envelope in the stove and burned it up.
Burned it up?
Granny, if it ain't six of one thing, it's a whole dozen of something else.